The following program is furnished by the Truth About Your Future, LLC. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station. This information is education and not financial advice. Consult a financial advisor before investing.
The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman is brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager, and by Global X ETFs, dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions, and by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100, and by Edelman Financial Engines. Rick Edelman is a board member, consultant, shareholder, and client of EFE, but EFE is unaffiliated and has no say over the content of The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
And now your host, Rick Edelman.
A very happy Passover and Easter to you. It is The Truth About Your Future. I'm Rick Edelman. On today's show, a look at crypto taxes, today's gas prices, how to make passive income in your home without resorting to Airbnb, a definition of stablecoins, the state of the refi market, a tribute to Fidelity's Ned Johnson, listener phone calls, and this week's health and wellness segment by my wife, Jean Edelman. President Biden is releasing 180 million barrels of oil out of our national strategic reserves to try to reduce high gas prices. This is not a supply issue. This is a demand issue. The president is going to be releasing roughly a million barrels of oil a day, every day, for 6 months. Our emergency stockpile is 568 million barrels. We created that stockpile after the oil embargo of the 70s. Back then, we couldn't get gas. Do you remember? You could only buy gas every other day of the week based on your license plate. We created the stockpile in case our gasoline supply was again cut off. Right now, we don't have a lack of supply. First of all, we're producing more oil domestically than we ever have in our history. Supply is not the issue. It's a matter of price for that gasoline. Because of the war with Russia and Ukraine, the oil markets are going crazy, and gasoline prices are at an all-time high, over $6 a gallon in some states. So, the president, acquiescing to voter backlash over the incredibly high cost of filling your gas tank, is trying to figure out ways to lower the price of gas. First, let's release more oil from the strategic reserve. 180 million barrel release. This is the biggest release from our stockpile ever, four times more than the government has ever done. And simultaneously, it'll leave us with the lowest level of reserves since 1984. And here's the problem. It's only going to cut gas prices 5 to 10 cents a gallon. So instead of paying $6, you're paying $5.95. And that reduction is only going to last for a few months while they're sending a million barrels a day. After that, the price is just going to go right back up to where we were before, except that we're not going to have the 180 million barrels of oil anymore. This strategy is ill-conceived and ill-executed. It isn't going to improve the economy. It isn't going to reduce gasoline inflation. It isn't going to save you a material amount of money. It's not going to work. What it is going to do is weaken our strategic reserves. Washington is also talking about freezing the federal gas tax. It's 18.4 cents a gallon. They're talking about eliminating that tax through the end of the year. A bunch of states are taking a similar action. Maryland, Georgia, Connecticut, they've all suspended their gas taxes. Other states may follow. Maryland's gas tax, 36 cents a gallon. Georgia, 25 cents. In Ohio, they want to eliminate the gas tax over a five-year period. They say doing so would cost $4 billion. Here's the problem. Just because gas prices are high doesn't mean that the government doesn't need to collect the gas tax. I mean, I'm assuming that they were charging a gas tax because they needed the revenue to pay for transportation expenses, you know, building and maintaining roads and bridges and tunnels and other costs of operating the government. Just because we're complaining about high gas prices doesn't mean that the government can suddenly afford to eliminate the gas tax. That means we're going to have pressure in raising the tax revenue the government needs to operate. It means that other taxes are going to have to go up. And if other taxes aren't going to have to go up, meaning the government can indeed afford to eliminate the gas tax, then why haven't they done it already? Why is it only taking this crisis to eliminate unnecessary taxes? Something's wrong here, and I'm not quite sure what it is. But I think this is all contributing to everybody's anger and malaise over what's happening with inflation overall and inflation and gas prices at the pump in particular. The government's responses of going into our strategic reserves and eliminating gasoline taxes, short-lived, ill-advised strategies. And it's going to make your personal finances more challenging in the long run. Hey, you want to refinance your mortgage at Wells Fargo? They're the nation's third largest bank. If you're white, 72% chance of getting approved to have your mortgage refinanced. If you're black, only 47%. Those are the numbers based on Bloomberg's analysis of the refinance applications at Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo has not disputed Bloomberg's figures. They just say they're more selective than other lenders. At JPMorgan Chase, the biggest bank in America, 90% of whites, 81% of blacks get approved to refinance their loans. Bank of America, it's 78 to 66. At Rocket Mortgage, it's 86 to 79. But at Wells Fargo, it's 72% to 47. So now, one Wells Fargo customer is suing the bank. Aaron Braxton says his refinance application was denied and he's suing, claiming racial discrimination. The lawsuit says Wells Fargo's behavior pushed black homeowners into foreclosure. It cites data from 8 million refinance applications in 2020, saying that Wells Fargo was more likely to approve white borrowers earning less than $63,000 than black borrowers earning 2 to 3 times as much. You know, Wells Fargo's been the bad boy of banking for decades. Since 2000, Wells Fargo has paid more than $21 billion in fines for more than 200 offenses. Financial offenses, consumer protection offenses, government contracting offenses, employment-related offenses, mortgage abuses, banking violations, toxic securities abuses, fraud, and investor protection violations. They fired their CEO, brought in a new one, but it doesn't seem like anything's changed. They even hired a new executive to remake the bank's image. She quit after less than 2 years on the job. Why is Wells Fargo still allowed to be in business? Well, finally, they may not be. Rohit Chopra, he's director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB. And Chopra says that Wells Fargo's licenses should be revoked. He named Wells Fargo as one of the worst repeat offenders, having broken consumer protection laws at least 3 times. Well, let's get back to that refi problem, where 72% of Wells Fargo's white customers got approved to refinance, but only 47% of black customers got approval. Here's an overall industry statistic. Of all the appraisers in America, 85% of them are white. 77% of them are men. Studies show that appraisers often undervalue homes, sometimes by hundreds of thousands of dollars, when the homeowner is black or Latino. Exponential technologies to the rescue. Remote appraisals, where the appraiser never has to go physically see the house. They never meet the homeowner. They don't see family portraits on the walls. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are now allowing desktop appraisals. Appraisers analyze the home without physically inspecting the property. The home valuations are based on tax records and comparable homes in the neighborhood and the floor plans. Fannie and Freddie say the process is as accurate as traditional appraisal methods. If we can't get the bias out of the appraisers, let's get the appraisers out of the process. I'm Rick Edelman. This is The Truth About Your Future. Ned Johnson III recently passed away. He was 91 years old. Ned Johnson has helped perhaps more people participate in the financial markets and create wealth than any other single individual. Ned Johnson ran a family business, you might have heard of it, called Fidelity. His father started the firm. Ned joined in 1957. He became president in 1972, inherited the company later that decade. At the time he became president, Fidelity managed less than $4 billion. Today they manage $4.5 trillion. Ned Johnson had dyslexia. He struggled with reading, but he never let that stop him. If you're saving for retirement, if you're using financial investments, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, 401ks, you can probably thank Ned Johnson for helping you. I'm Rick Edelman. This is The Truth About Your Future.
How can you invest with more confidence in an up and down market? The answer may be simpler than you think. Join Edelman Financial Engines on Tuesday, April 26th at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern for a brand new virtual event, 8 Ways to Help Stay on Track Through Volatile Markets. You can register now at planefe.com/Rick. You'll hear about 4 key steps to take and 4 common mistakes to avoid so you can focus on building financial security, not beating the market. You'll see how a long-term investing approach can help you navigate this market and any market. Don't miss this important and timely virtual event, 8 Ways to Help Stay on Track Through Volatile Markets, on Tuesday, April 26th at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern. There's no cost to attend and no obligation. Register now at planefe.com/Rick. That's planefe.com/RIC. Edelman Financial Engines. From here forward.
Want to invest in digital assets but find it all a bit complicated? There's actually a very easy way that you can invest in this new asset class. Simply choose the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, symbol BITW. It's the first and still the biggest crypto index fund. It owns the 10 largest digital assets and rebalances monthly, so you don't have to decide what to buy or when to rebalance. Bitwise does it all for you. At Bitwise, we want digital assets to be available to everyone, and that's why we work closely with individual investors like you, as well as financial advisors and institutions. At Bitwise, crypto is all we do. If you believe digital assets should be part of a diversified portfolio, take a look at the Bitwise Crypto 10 Index Fund, symbol BITW, available everywhere you get your investments. There are major risks to consider, including the loss of your entire investment. Before investing in crypto funds, visit bitwiseinvestments.com to learn about the risks with these investments.
Welcome back to The Truth About Your Future. Well, you just finished your taxes, didn't you? Or at least attempted to. Maybe you filed for an extension, which a lot of people increasingly do. And you're finding taxes more complicated, more confusing than ever. Well, guess what? Now that you're investing in crypto, it's about to get even more complicated, as you may have already begun to discover. Crypto is brand new. Bitcoin, Ethereum, NFTs, Bitcoin mining, staking, lending. There are a lot of people engaging in a lot of different ways in the world of crypto, and you probably haven't been aware of all the tax implications associated with doing this. In fact, the taxation of crypto isn't yet being addressed in a comprehensive way. A lot of it is still new. Now, some of the tax rules are known. I mean, you handle crypto in terms of capital gains and gifting, step up in basis. It's all the same as it is for stocks and other assets. But you're not going to get a 1099 most likely, so you can't rely on a brokerage firm to do a lot of the tax record keeping for you. So you need to assume that if you are buying or engaging in some way in the world of digital assets, you need to assume that all crypto sales and exchanges, conversions, trades, payments, donations, receipts, and income, they are all reportable on your tax return. There are some other aspects that are downright confusing. Is crypto a security? Well, some crypto is, but some crypto isn't. And what about the wash sale rule? Well, that applies to crypto securities, but not to crypto that isn't a security. When you acquire a digital asset, you might have a taxable event at that moment. You might have a taxable event later on. You might have a taxable event now and later. Or you might even never have a taxable event. It all depends on whether you are mining your crypto, staking it, minting it, buying it, or giving it, or whether you get it from an airdrop or a fork. The result is you might owe ordinary income taxes, you might owe capital gains taxes, you might even owe both. Let me give you an example. Let's say you buy a pair of shoes for $100 and you use a credit card that rewards you with not cash back, but Bitcoin back. This is an increasingly popular type of credit card. You use the credit card to buy your shoes, and it gives you 2% in Bitcoin. $2. Well, the IRS says you spent $98 on the shoes, $2 on the Bitcoin. That gives you a $2 cost basis. That means you have an income that you've got to pay today and a capital gain you're going to have to pay later. Many people are playing learn to earn and play to earn video games. You get paid in Bitcoin to play. The Bitcoin you earn is taxable income. Airdrops, they've got a zero basis. Free crypto you get from a hard fork, that's ordinary income. Income is then your basis. When you sell your crypto, you owe your capital gains tax. Are you following all this? It's crazy, isn't it? We haven't even talked about NFTs. Let's say you create one. Is that a taxable event? Well, what about selling an NFT you created? Is that taxable? And how about charitable contributions? You got to file form 8283. The charity's got to sign it. You need an appraisal. That'll cost you a couple of $100. You can do this through a donor advised fund, a Fidelity or a Charles Schwab. I recommend that you use a tax tracker service. This is a company that will manage all of your record keeping, that'll keep track of all your transactions for you. They'll even, in many cases, fill out the IRS forms for you. You can get a list of these tax tracker services for free at the DACFP Yellow Pages, D-A-C-F-P Yellow Pages. My best recommendation is that you turn to your financial or tax advisor for help. And in fact, to help them, I've just launched a new tax module. It's available at my DACFP website. It's at the DACFP Education Center. Financial advisors and tax advisors get 2 CE credits for taking the class. You know, this whole conversation about dealing with taxation and compliance, there are so many professionals in the financial services industry trying to get their arms around crypto. In fact, the Investment Advisors Association has a newsletter that goes out to over 9,000 compliance officers, and I'm helping them set their crypto strategy. I've just written an article for their newsletter. I've given a couple of presentations at conferences that they've held, teaching compliance officers about this new asset class, helping them figure out how to set a strategy in their firm. If you are a compliance officer, you should go to the Investment Advisors Association, read the newsletter article that I've written, and if I can be of help to you or your company, well, you know where to reach me. Ask Rick at thetruthayf.com. You're listening to The Truth About Your Future. I want to tell you about a real estate property that's for sale. It's in the Belmont neighborhood of Philadelphia. Listing price $239,900. You can find this listing on Compass.com, Zillow.com, Realtor.com, so on. Just search zip code 19104. Why am I bothering to tell you about this? Well, because it's got a really interesting property description. I'm going to read it to you. Welcome to this gorgeous new rehab. 3 good-sized bedrooms, a huge eat-in kitchen, and a large front and backyard. The property has been updated with an electric high-efficiency HVAC system, high-efficiency windows, laminate floors, and all-new electric and plumbing. This property also includes the world's first crypto fixture, a crypto mining computer installed and ready to start earning passive income for the buyer. As part of the transaction, the seller is offering 30 days of free consulting to the buyer in order to familiarize them with the miner. So, join me in welcoming to the program the owner of the property, Mark Massey.
Thanks for having me, Rick. I appreciate it.
Is this your residence or is it a rental?
We bought the property in order to fix it up and resell it.
And how long have you been doing crypto mining?
So, I got into crypto mining last year.
How much money have you earned from your mining activities?
Altogether, about, I want to say $6,000-$7,000.
So that's over a period of what time?
I want to say going on 7-8 months now.
So you're earning about $1,000 a month from doing this?
Roughly, yeah.
That's got to be covering your mortgage payment.
Yeah, it definitely covers the mortgage payment.
And how much are you spending in electricity to operate that mining computer every month?
It only costs about $1.50 a month to run, so about as much as a light bulb.
And how much time does it take to pay attention to this mining activity?
Once it's been installed, you don't really have to do anything. It's automatically dispersing cryptocurrency to your wallet on a daily basis, pretty much.
You're making it sound like incredibly easy to do. Could any home buyer get engaged with this?
Yes. So it's available for anybody to put in, but there's been such high demand, plus global supply chain issues plus the chip shortage. So if you wanted to buy it retail, you would pay about $500.
In other words, to get the gear that you need to get started.
Yes.
How much physical space does this mining computer take in your house?
So we installed it in the master bedroom closet. It's about the size of a small router. Not big at all.
And if you've got it in the closet, then I'm guessing it really doesn't need a lot of ventilation to keep it cool.
Nope, it doesn't dissipate any heat either. So it's set up out of sight, out of mind, automatically earning, you know, income for you. So it's not supposed to be something that takes up space, takes a lot of time, stresses you out.
So this is clearly an interesting way to generate passive income. Airbnb has become popular for that reason. People buy a property and they figure they'll rent out a bedroom or the basement or some other way to generate rental income. This strikes me as an alternative way to generate passive income to help make your home more affordable. Well, that's fascinating conversation. I wish you the very best with your efforts. That's Mark Massey in Philadelphia, selling his house, coming complete with a crypto mining computer, generating passive income for the homeowner who buys the house. Mark, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me, Rick. I appreciate it.
You're listening to The Truth About Your Future. I promised my wife, Jean, I would not write any more books. I've written 10. I'm a number one New York Times bestselling author. I've won 2 Book of the Year awards. No more books. I've said, you know, pretty much everything there is to say about the subject of personal finance and money. So I'm done. And then crypto came along. Totally new, totally different, brand new subject. And so here it is, book number 11, The Truth About Crypto. And in it, I show you all the details about this amazing new asset class, giving you the information you need to understand what everybody's talking about. Get your copy, The Truth About Crypto, from your favorite bookseller, paperback, ebook, and audiobook. Get yours today. Stay with us for more here on The Truth About Your Future.
This message is brought to you by Charles Schwab. No matter what tomorrow brings, some things won't change, like Schwab's commitment to see the world through clients' eyes. That commitment is why Schwab is always here for clients with clear guidance and committed service to help maintain focus on achieving long-term goals. So whatever happens today, Schwab remains invested in you. Visit Schwab.com to learn how Schwab is ready to help.
You're listening to The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman, sponsored by Choice. Choice is changing the way Americans save for retirement by making it possible to invest in Bitcoin, crypto, and other alternative assets inside your IRA. That's right. Whether you open a deductible or a Roth IRA with Choice, you can invest in Bitcoin and 22 other digital assets in your retirement account. You can also buy stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, gold, real estate, and more, all in a single retirement account. There's no hidden fees or account minimums, just more control over your retirement savings. And Choice makes it ridiculously easy to combine all of your old retirement accounts with a rollover concierge service. So if you've switched jobs in the last few years and have been putting off rolling over your old 401k, make sure you check out Choice. Head on over to retirewithchoice.com/Rick. That's retirewithchoice.com/Rick.
How can you invest with more confidence in an up and down market? The answer may be simpler than you think. Join Edelman Financial Engines on Tuesday, April 26th at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern for a brand new virtual event, 8 Ways to Help Stay on Track Through Volatile Markets. You can register now at planefe.com/Rick. You'll hear about 4 key steps to take and 4 common mistakes to avoid, so you can focus on building financial security, not beating the market. You'll see how a long-term investing approach can help you navigate this market and any market. Don't miss this important and timely virtual event, 8 Ways to Help Stay on Track Through Volatile Markets, on Tuesday, April 26th at 3 p.m. or 8 p.m. Eastern. There's no cost to attend and no obligation. Register now at planefe.com/Rick. That's planefe.com/RIC. Edelman Financial Engines. From here forward.
Welcome back to The Truth About Your Future. There's no question that you've heard of Bitcoin and other digital assets, and there's no question that you are familiar with the incredible volatility of Bitcoin and other digital assets. That volatility, for most people, is a reason to stay away. It's a reason that people fear digital assets. Wouldn't it be cool if there was a digital asset like Bitcoin that wasn't volatile, that was in fact stable in value, just like, you know, your bank account is stable in value? A lot of people like bank accounts over stocks because bank accounts are stable. Stocks are volatile. Well, guess what? If you don't like the volatility of Bitcoin, then go get a stable coin. These stable coins are digital assets, similar to Bitcoin, except that their price doesn't fluctuate, just like your bank account doesn't fluctuate. How do they pull that off? It's easy. The money that you place into a stable coin is invested into U.S. treasuries and bank CDs and things like that. In other words, assets that don't fluctuate in value. Stable coins are considered as safe as bank accounts and U.S. treasuries because that's what they invest in. And billions of dollars have been placed into stable coins for exactly that reason. Why bother buying a stable coin if the price doesn't fluctuate? Well, you're not buying it for price fluctuation. You're buying the stable coin to make it easy to move money online freely, immediately, securely, and with transparency. Benefits you don't get through the global financial system. Stablecoins, one of the big reasons there's a lot of excitement about blockchain technology. Want to learn more about it? Read my new book, The Truth About Crypto. Order it from your favorite bookseller. You know, this radio show and podcast is devoted to five personal finance topics, the five that matter most, beginning with longevity. We're going to be living to age 100 and beyond. That changes everything. Most importantly, our second topic, retirement security. If we're going to live to age 100, will your money last as long as you do? And the most effective way for you to get the investment returns you need to create the wealth you want, exponential technologies. Most importantly, blockchain and digital assets. And finally, if we're going to live to age 100, we better take care of our brains and our body. Health and wellness rounds out our five subjects. Now, these five topics make perfect sense. I'm sure you'll agree these are the subjects that matter most in the field of personal finance. But how do we go from that concept, that 20,000-foot conversation, down into the trenches? What investments can I buy in order to help me take advantage of the opportunities that these five subjects represent? This explains why I'm such a big fan of Global X ETFs. They offer dozens of ETFs that are specifically targeted to each of these five subjects. In the area of longevity is the Global X Aging Population ETF. It invests in companies that are focused on the demographic shift that's occurring around the world. The Global X Telemedicine and Digital Health ETF. We're going to be living long. That means we're going to have an abundance of old people. And old people spend more money on healthcare than young people. Half the global population, though, doesn't have access to healthcare. As 5G becomes more widespread, telemedicine can bring healthcare to everyone, everywhere. The global telemedicine market, it's already $55 billion. It's projected to be $300 billion by 2028, a 6x increase. And then there's the Global X Genomics and Biotechnology ETF. Genomic sequencing and genetic medicines and therapeutics are transforming healthcare. You know, back at the beginning of the century, it cost $100 million to sequence your DNA. You can now do it for $1,000, and soon it'll be a free app on your phone. The market's exploding, and this fund invests in the companies that are developing products for this sector. And then there's retirement security, the Global X FinTech ETF. Worldwide right now, there are 2 billion people banking online. That number is going to rise dramatically, partly thanks to the rising middle class in the developing markets around the world that are historically underserved by the world's banking system. Technology is making it easier and cheaper to serve them. With a phone, you don't even need to live near a bank branch. Less than half the planet has a bank account right now. This creates massive room for growth. And since there's so much commerce online, you've got the GlobalX e-commerce ETF. E-commerce is still less than 20% of global retail sales. But as 5G grows, broadband and mobile internet are going to reach more and more people worldwide, including the rising middle class in developing markets. People are going to be increasingly shopping online for everything from groceries to autos. It's hard to overstate the economic opportunities here. And what about broadly exponential technologies? There's the GlobalX Cloud Computing ETF. We're producing more data than ever, and we're storing it all on the internet in what we call the cloud. Every time you create a file, a document, a photo, a video, you need to store it somewhere. We need more storage space. That's why this market is growing exponentially. It's already a $270 billion market. Imagine what it'll be in 5 years. And then there's the GlobalX Internet of Things ETF. Only 4% of mobile connections are 5G so far. This is going to jump to 50% in just 4 years. The Internet of Things is Web 2.0. It's one of the biggest developments in global commerce since the original Internet, Web 1.0. And then there's the GlobalX Artificial Intelligence and Technology ETF. It's a $30 billion market right now, projected to grow 10x within 5 years to $300 billion. This fund invests in everything from the biggest names in tech to newer companies around the world. And the GlobalX Robotics and Artificial Intelligence ETF. Robotics is a $23 billion market. It should triple within 5 years. Back in 2010, the average cost of an industrial robot was about 50 grand. That'll drop to 10 grand in the next few years. The cheaper those robots get, the more companies can buy them. And blockchain and digital assets. You know what a big fan I am of this, and here's why. The global blockchain market is currently $5 billion. Over the next 4 years, it's projected to grow to $50 billion. And so GlobalX offers the blockchain ETF and the blockchain and Bitcoin strategy ETF. And what about the category of health and wellness? GlobalX offers the clean tech ETF. Total investment across clean technologies is projected to reach $100 trillion by 2050. GlobalX also offers the clean water ETF, global seawater desalinization. It's a market that's going to grow 67% this decade. This ETF invests in companies engaged in water purification, storage, and distribution. There's the GlobalX solar ETF. The global market for solar energy will hit $200 billion within 3 years. That's three times more than just 2 years ago. And if you don't like solar, how about wind? The GlobalX Wind Energy ETF. The global market there is projected to double in the next 5 years. And we're going to be using all of this energy to power our batteries. So we've got the GlobalX Lithium and Battery Technology ETF. Lithium battery technology is essential to the rise of electric vehicles, renewable energy storage, and mobile devices. This fund invests in mining companies, refineries, and product manufacturers. And speaking of those electric vehicles, you've got the GlobalX Autonomous and Electric Vehicles ETF. Electric vehicles are still less than 5% of new cars sold. This market's going to explode in the next 10 years. And those cars are going to be driving on roads, going across bridges, and through tunnels. All of that needs work, as we all know. So you've got the GlobalX U.S. Infrastructure Development ETF, investing in the companies that are going to help us rebuild the country. All of these businesses, all of these technologies need the raw materials that we are able to gather from our planet. So you've got the GlobalX Disruptive Materials ETF. The market for rare earth elements is projected to double over the next 6 years. These minerals are the core for innovations in transportation, energy, and manufacturing systems. And it's not just all about building roads and bridges. We're also building ways to connect together. So we've got the GlobalX Social Media ETF. The global social media market is $100 billion, and it's projected to triple within the next 3 years. And one of the things that we're doing socially online, we're playing video games and electronic sports. The GlobalX Video Games and Esports ETF. The global gaming business is bigger than Hollywood and professional sports. It's going to hit $200 billion by 2023. And since we're spending so much of our time online, we better protect ourselves. So there's the GlobalX Cybersecurity ETF. the global cybersecurity market's predicted to double over the next 5 years. That's 22 ETFs, all offered by GlobalX. I'm not sharing with you every week on this program the notion of longevity, retirement security, exponential technologies, blockchain and digital assets, and health and wellness merely because they're concepts for us to know and understand. These are investment opportunities that you can capitalize on, because as we grow in all of these areas, people are going to get wealthy doing it. It's why GlobalX is one of the fund companies I've asked to be a sponsor of this program, because Gene and I invest in all of the ETFs that I've just mentioned, 22 of them, as part of our diversified portfolio. We're overweighted in this sector because I'm convinced that this represents the best investment opportunities for this decade and beyond. I encourage you to visit GlobalXETFs.com. Decide which of these funds strike your fancy. Are you interested in solar or wind? Does esports appeal to you, or biotech or AI? Decide which sector appeals to you and explore the opportunities at GlobalX ETFs. Stay with us for more on the truth about your future.
Want to invest in digital assets but find it all a bit complicated? There's actually a very easy way that you can invest in this new asset class. Simply choose the Bitwise 10 Crypto Index Fund, symbol BITW. It's the first and still the biggest crypto index fund. It owns the 10 largest digital assets and rebalances monthly, so you don't have to decide what to buy or when to rebalance. Bitwise does it all for you. At Bitwise, we want digital assets to be available to everyone, and that's why we work closely with individual investors like you, as well as financial advisors and institutions. At Bitwise, crypto is all we do. If you believe digital assets should be part of a diversified portfolio, take a look at the Bitwise Crypto 10 Index Fund, symbol BITW, available everywhere you get your investments. There are major risks to consider, including the loss of your entire investment. Before investing in crypto funds, visit bitwiseinvestments.com to learn about the risks with these investments.
Allow us to introduce you to Tom, an ordinary person who helped shape the future by putting his money behind the right ideas. Tom enjoys tending to his tomato garden and is currently developing the perfect blend for his homemade spaghetti sauce. Tom is also accessing companies that help change the course of the aerospace industry by investing in Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100, which goes to show you don't have to be a rocket scientist to help push progress forward. Become an agent of innovation. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs' risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit Invesco.com for a prospectus with this information. Read it carefully before investing.
Welcome back to The Truth About Your Future. Let's take a telephone call, heading off to Novi, Michigan. John is with us on the air. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
And how can I help you?
Well, I'm a longtime listener, and I wanted to ask you a question about required minimum distributions.
Okay.
This year, both my wife and I have to make our very first RMDs. While the market performed very well for us over the last few years, our accounts are now down over 10%. Therefore, we will be taking the distribution and paying taxes on highly inflated balances. Would the IRS consider declaring a RMD holiday for seniors? What are the best ways to make RMDs during a falling market?
There's no shot of the IRS coming to your rescue, but let me elaborate and help folks understand what you're talking about. If you are over the age of 72, you have to start withdrawing money, or you must on an annual basis withdraw from your account. The IRS has a table where they determine the amount you must withdraw. And if you don't withdraw the proper amount of money on an annual basis, you will not only owe the tax, you will owe a 50% penalty, 50. That's in addition to the tax, which could be 40% for a lot of people. So you got to get it right. Let's say you must withdraw 3%. Okay, so you go to your IRA account, you look at the value, and you withdraw 3% so that you can pay your taxes. Wrong. It's not 3% of the value of the account when you withdraw from the account. It's 3% of the account value as of the last 12/31. In other words, you've got to go back to December 31st of 2021. What was the value of your IRA then? That's the dollar amount that you determine as the basis for your percentage withdrawal. But look at the value of your account today. The stock market has fallen dramatically. In other words, you have to withdraw money based on a value that was higher back in December than it is today. So you've got to withdraw money and pay taxes on money that no longer exists. So what do you do about this? Well, there are a couple of strategies. Number one, you could wait. You don't have to do your RMD right now. It's required that you do it by the end of the calendar year. And if you're doing your first RMD, meaning you're just now reaching the first year that you have to do this, you could wait until April of next year. So you don't have to do it right away. In other words, if you wait, maybe the markets will recover. The prices will go back up, back to where they were on 12/31. Of course, that's a bit of a gamble and a speculation. You could be making the situation even worse if the markets continue to decline. So you've got to decide. You could strike a little bit of a Solomon's baby approach and do the RMD over the course of the year. Don't do it all at once right now. Don't do it all at once. Spread it out over the course of the year. This issue hasn't come up in over a decade because this is the first time in about 12 years that we have had a current value that's lower than the 12/31 value. And so you're in a pickle that we haven't faced in quite a long time.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Continue to provide the financial information that we can't get anywhere else. I just love your show, and we plan our day around listening to you each weekend.
Well, John, I appreciate that very much. That was John from Novi, Michigan, here on The Truth About Your Future. And if you would like to do what John did, just contact me at askrick@thetruthayf.com. Well, I think if there's one word that we can use to describe what's going on in the financial markets this year, it's volatility. And whenever we experience volatility, that means you're wondering, what do I do about it? Well, I'm happy to tell you that Edelman Financial Engines is presenting a webinar on this very subject, 8 ways to help stay on track through volatile markets. The webinar is April 25th. You can choose between 3 and 8 p.m. It's free, of course, and you'll learn 4 key steps that you can take and 4 common mistakes to avoid. I encourage you to sign up. It's going to be a really wonderful webinar. You're going to learn a lot. PlanEFE.com/Rick. Sign up. It's free. PlanEFE.com/Rick for 8 ways to help stay on track through volatile markets. Every week here on the program, we get a visit by my wife, Jean. It's everybody's favorite segment of the program. Student of the healing arts, Reiki, traditional Chinese medicine, homeopathy, acupuncture, and macrobiotic and plant-based cooking. Jean, taking over the show.
Hi, great to be here this week. This week's word is purpose. Purpose is the reason for which something is done or created. The reason for which something exists. To have one's intention or objective. When we're young, we are gathering information to help us form our purpose. As young adults, our professions give us our purpose. And when and if we marry, our children give us purpose. But as we roll through the chapters of our lives, the purpose changes. And this recalibration of our purpose is usually where things get a little wobbly. And so this week, our action items can be to make a list of what really brings us joy, to be open-minded and not locked down in how things used to be. Is there something new we want to venture in? Or is there something that we did in our professional lives that we could focus on that possibly could take us in a different direction? And you know what? It's okay to take a break, and our purpose can become just self-care. A rest and a reset could give clarity and space to help us find our new purpose. When we're busy, our thoughts are all jumbled up. It's hard to see through the fog of life, and sometimes taking a break to figure things out is okay. You know, we also get caught up with social pressures when it comes to purpose. Pressure to have kids, pressure to perform, pressure to make a living. These outside pressures, you know, they force us to live a life that is not always ours. So we need to get quiet and figure out what we want, what makes us happy, what gets us up in the morning smiling and ready for the day. And so simply, my word of the week is purpose. P is for peak, the highest point or ability. You know what? We should never peak in our life. We should always be learning and striving for more fulfillment, for more joy, all the way till the bitter end. The U is for unfold, to reveal, disclose, and display. Life is always unfolding before us, and we really don't know what's going to come next, in the next moment, in the next day, in the next month. We may think we do, but we don't. So let us enjoy the moments in front of us, just as it is, for what it is. And R is for rare. We are rare individuals unique to this world, and we need to shine our love and power each day. We have the privilege of walking this earth, and we need to be our best possible self. The P is for pamper, to indulge. We do not give ourselves enough time or permission to pamper and indulge ourselves. This is prime for our health and well-being. We need to establish a morning routine of stretching and quiet, and this is where we prepare ourselves to step out in our day with purpose and poise. The O is for oasis, a place of calm during chaos, a place of sanctuary. It is important to have this place or space in our life to which we can retreat, even if it's putting a do not disturb sign on our closet door. Rest and reset so that we can be the best version of ourselves. And S is for shield, to defend, to guard, and preserve. You know I love my superheroes. And I think our personal shield from toxic people, from environments, is vital. It is healthy to protect ourselves when we leave our home. Never leave without our shield. We never know what we may encounter. The E is for emerge, to come out, to surface, to arise. When we know our true purpose and live in that every day, we emerge and show the world our true power and beauty. The beauty of life is that we can define and redefine our purpose as many times as we wish, because each day is new and different. Have a great week, everyone.
I know, you can't get enough of Gene. Well, you can go to thetruthayf.com for more of Gene's Words of the Week.
Did you know Schwab offers a satisfaction guarantee? If for any reason you're not completely satisfied, Schwab will refund your fee or commission and work with you to make things right. You won't find that kind of promise everywhere, but you will find it at Schwab. It's just another way that they put clients' interest at the heart of everything they do. Learn what's included and how it works at schwab.com/satisfaction. That's schwab.com/satisfaction.
The Truth About Your Future is sponsored by Global X ETFs. Exponential technologies are transforming the world around us and creating new investment opportunities along the way. But where to start? At Global X, we have spent more than a decade focusing on long-term emerging trends, what we call thematic growth. While many of these disruptions are now part of our daily lives, like fintech and telemedicine, others are making their impact felt behind the scenes, or perhaps under the hood. Think of the lithium batteries that power electric vehicles, the rise of hydrogen fuel cells, or renewables like solar and wind, which are becoming increasingly cost competitive. All of these themes represent vital components of a next-generation green energy economy that is more reliant on innovation and less dependent on fossil fuels. Learn how you can add these and other green investment themes to your portfolio at globalxetfs.com or ask your financial advisor.
Thanks for joining me on the program this week, and I'm really excited about the debut of my new book, The Truth About Crypto. You've been hearing a lot about blockchain and digital assets. It's all very exciting, fun to read, easy to understand, and you get the information you need right now. The Truth About Crypto. I'm Rick Edelman. It's been a pleasure being with you. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
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 I'm sorry, what part didn't you understand? The buh or the bye? Bye-bye.
The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman has been brought to you by Bitwise, the world's largest crypto index fund manager. As crypto grows, Bitwise believes everyone should have a simple and familiar way to access it. Bitwise makes crypto clear. Bitwiseinvestments.com. And by GlobalX ETFs. For more than a decade, GlobalX ETFs has been dedicated to providing investors with unexplored and intelligent solutions. Learn more at GlobalXETFs.com. And by Invesco QQQ, a fund that allows you to access the innovators of the NASDAQ 100. Invesco.com/QQQ. Stay tuned for Everyday Wealth with Soledad O'Brien and Gene Chatsky from Edelman Financial Engines. EverydayWealth.com/radio. EFE and The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman are unaffiliated entities.
Get the truth about your future every weekend with Rick Edelman. It's the truth, AYF.com.